And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, Investigation at Medzibos, was written by Erwin Gonchak.
Think that Baruch Yitzhak, a former student at the Talmudic Academy of Minsk, would be singing such a simple melody. Well, the answer is right here in my pocket notebook, where I keep significant information, important data, and special contacts. Oh, yes. When I returned to this village of Lilov, immediately a man of my background and talents was made an investigator. Here, I have it, under the letter M. Investigation at Medzibos. La 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 la. So, it was the winter of 1748, and I was walking through the snow to the village square. And my muffler was around both my ears and nose, and the wind was howling. And, of course, I was minding my own business when...
Psst! Baruch Yitzchak!
Oh! Fischl, the candlemaker.
Is it true, Baruch Yitzchak, that you are expecting to make a trip to Medzibos?
Well, you see, who told you?
Don't ask who told me. The wind's got ears. Baruch Yitzchak, you are going to Medzibos, yes?
Strictly on personal business, not in my official capacity, you understand.
We beg you to help us.
Who?
The simple people of Lelov. They have sent me to ask of you a special favor.
Right, Fischl, I'm listening.
There is a certain Baal Shem in Medzibos, who, it is said, understands the language of the angels, the talk of the trees, the wisdom of the Kabbalah, but what is even more important...
Yes? And that?
This Baal Shem, it is said, knows the speech of the demons.
Aha!
Baruch Yitzchak, the simple people of Lelov beg you to see this Baal Shem. We are a besieged people. In the fields, the woods, the cemeteries, the dark spirit world is whispering to us. If only you knew how many demons were thirsting for our blood.
Mm. So it has reached a serious and acute stage. I have heard of such things.
Baruch Yitzchak, you must speak with this famous Baal Shem. Implore him to manipulate the letters which spell out the ineffable name. Urge him to make for the people of Lelov an amulet that will save us from disaster.
Fischl, I will do what I can do.
Please, Baruch Yitzchak, an amulet for a beleaguered village. The demons are all about, closing in. Soon it will be too late. Too late.
So, I put Fischl the candlemaker's request in my notebook. One amulet to drive away the demons from the village of Lelov. Then I continued my walk through the cold and the snow, pondering all the time, thinking of these evil spirits that fly above our heads. And when I reached the synagogue...
Baruch Yitzchak!
What? Oh, Reb Sholem!
Is it true, Baruch Yitzchak, that you intend to make a trip to Medzibos?
In my work, one must maintain a certain discreetness concerning one's movements. Perhaps I'm going. Perhaps...
Then you must obtain something for me in Medzibos.
Reb Sholem, an amulet for you, too?
An amulet for me? A scholar of the Talmud? It is we, Baruch Yitzchak, we, the scholars and intellectuals, who hold the key to the Torah. We alone know what is allowed and forbidden. We do not practice black magic.
Of course, of course.
But in Medsibosh we hear there is a new magic maker who has arisen to undermine our position with the people. We have had enough with these messianic pretenders. Remember, just half a century ago, Sabbatai Tzvi and his clan swept through the Jewish world and left us in ruins, our hopes cruelly abused.
Even at the Talmudic Academy, I heard speak of him, a wily rascal.
This new one is known as Baal Shem Tov, master of the good name. A self-taught preacher, lives among the common people.
Aha! So that is the case.
He belittles the importance of Talmudic scholarship, claims that learning is everything in the world.
I perceive the reason for your interest.
Bar Yitzchak, in the name of the scholars and intellectuals, I commission you to obtain more information concerning this Baal Shem Tov, to find out exactly what he is up to.
So, under Medzibar's, in my notebook, next to one amulet to drive away demons, I added, commission to seek out the motives of the Baal Shem Tov. And then I continued my walk in the cold and snowy Polish winter in the village of Lelov. And soon I was at the office of the government inspector.
Borek Yitzhak, I have an assignment for you.
Yes, my honorable government inspector?
On your trip to Medzibar's, look up this Baal Shem Tov.
You too?
Two? What?
Well, nothing, just two, three, four, practicing my figuring and computations.
Oh. Anyway, be sure to make a check of him.
Oh, certainly, my honorable government inspector.
Borek Yitzhak, see if he's out to overthrow the government. Revolution, subversion, and all that.
To the request for the amulet and the commission from the Talmudic scholars, I put the government inspector's suspicions, revolution, subversion, and all that, packed a few meager supplies, hired Chaim the carter, and set out for the village of Medzibar's.
So, Baruch Yitzchak, what will you do when you get to Medzibar's?
Chaim, you take care of the driving. I'll take care of the doing.
A secret mission, huh?
What do you expect?
And no one knows your reason for going.
My lips are sealed.
All right, all right. So if you wanted to know about the Baal Shem Tov, why didn't you ask me?
You, Chaim? Oh, what makes you think I want to learn about him? What a wild fancy you have, Chaim.
All right, all right. So don't listen.
Chaim.
Yes, Baruch Yitzchak.
Not that I'm interested, but it's a long way to Medzibar's, and there's nothing to see but these flat fields of potatoes. So, just to pass the time of day, tell me, what do you know about the Baal Shem Tov?
Well, it so happened that once I used to live in Otop in the province of Podolia. And there, near the beginning of the century, was a small orphan boy named Israel. And when I would be working in the woods cutting trees for lumber, there would also be Israel.
Reb Chaim, you have cut a fine supply of wood there.
And you, Israel, are not in the cheder again.
It was stuffy in the cheder. So I asked myself a question. Is it also stuffy in the woods?
Yes.
So I said to myself, there's only one way to find out. And here I am. And you know, Reb Chaim, it isn't stuffy in the woods.
No, it isn't stuffy in the woods. And I can tell you something else, my small friend. You don't learn Hebrew there, or the Bible, or the Talmud either.
But I do learn about the birds, and the flowers, and the trees.
And so what can they teach you?
I'm not sure yet, but it must be a beautiful message.
Gibberish. Only in the cheder will you learn Hebrew, the Bible, the Talmud.
Reb Chaim, they have voices.
Who?
All who live in the woods, the flowers, the birds.
So, you see what happens when you run away from the cheder? Demons possess your soul.
No, these voices are so soft and kind and gentle.
Aha! The devil himself is talking to you.
man cannot be known save through the limbs of the body, which are only steps leading to it or instruments of its will.
Hey, over there. Who's so late in the synagogue?
Reb Chaim, it's me. Don't be so suspicious.
Israel, so finally you've decided to stop running to the woods and return to the synagogue.
Returned? Haven't you heard, Reb Chaim? I am now employed in the synagogue. I am the caretaker.
So tell me, what are you taking care of so late at night?
Oh, just a few things.
Mm-hmm. A few things. What books are these?
Chaim, you won't tell anyone.
Now, why should I tell?
The Kabbalah.
I'm going to run to tell the rabbi.
No, Reb Chaim, you promised.
Yes, but the Kabbalah. You must know what you're doing. I've known experienced scholars who lost their way in the Kabbalah and swooned and died.
Don't worry, Reb Chaim. I'm being very careful. Sometimes when I think I'm going to go under, I take a walk in the forest and listen to the birds sing and the wind in the trees.
Israel, take my advice. It is best to leave certain things alone, especially the Kabbalah.
But I have learned much from the Kabbalah. Would you like to hear, Reb Chaim?
I would like to, but I'm afraid my ears might fall off.
Don't worry. There's a part of the book which tells you how to glue them back on again.
Well, don't tell jokes now. The demons never sleep. All right, but speak very softly, and I'll hold my ears tight with my two hands.
I learned this. When the world was born, the Lord took a handful of divine sparks and scattered them on the earth, and each one divided into 1,000 parts, and each of these into another 1,000 parts, and so on, until there was a tiny divine spark for every man, animal, plant, and thing that was to be found on the face of the earth.
Aha! Continue. My ears are still on my head.
But these divine particles became deeply embedded in whatever they were in. They were in exile from God, and a hard shell covered them, so they couldn't be seen. Only man, with his faith, knew they were there.
Yes, and so?
Now it is man's duty on earth to release these sparks so that he can return to their heavenly abode. And in doing this, man does God's work in this world and redeems himself and the generations.
Good, good. And how does man break through the shell and release the divine sparks? How, Israel, how?
That's the trouble, Reb Chaim. Every night I read the Kabbalah and I look for the answer. And still I don't know. The answer escapes me.
Well, during the years, the following years, Israel searched everywhere for the answer to his question. He even went up to live far up in the Carpathian Mountains, and there he learned many things, the songs of the mountain winds, the healing power of herbs and grasses, the way to make amulets to drive away demons.
Chaim, I'm glad you mentioned the amulets. For my purposes, that is very important. Very important. Yeah, right here. I should put it in my notebook.
Well, don't put it in, Borchitzhok.
And why not?
Because you'll have to erase it. You see, in time, the fame and reputation of Rabbi Israel spread and increased, and people came from many miles to seek his advice, to heal their sicknesses, to obtain amulets to ward off the demons. And now he was called the Baal Shem Tov. So even I, Chaim, who knew him as a boy who wandered in the woods so he wouldn't have to go to Cheder, I went to him to seek his help.
So, Chaim, what can I do for you? A bag of lime or a lecture on the birds?
Israel, a pain here right in the small of my back.
All right. Some liniment and a rub down from your wife each night.
I have another request, which is more urgent.
Yes?
The demons.
Oh, that.
Especially when I ride across the open fields. They follow me. I can almost see them whirl about my head.
Yes, yes, in the open fields, yes.
And I have heard that you can write such a marvelous amulet that never again do the demons dare to appear even for a second.
Yeah, it won't do any good, Chaim.
But they say you now have the key to the secrets of the spirit world.
Enough, Chaim. I am tormented enough. Every hour of every day, people come to me for amulets, cures. Don't you see, Chaim? Our people are sick. Sick, very badly sick spiritually. And it is not amulets they need.
But with the right amulet for the right demon.
It is not the devil who is our concern. It is the Lord. He is our only salvation, our only hope.
True, Israel, true. But it is the demons I can see and feel, and not the Lord.
Yes, Chaim, that is just it. We as a people have become blind. The scholars in the synagogue study the holy books, and the people grope in the dark for some hope, some amulet.
What can we do?
Know that the Lord is with you.
Where?
Everywhere.
I don't see.
Don't you remember? I once told you. The holy sparks, they are in everybody and in everything.
But you yourself said no one can see them. They're covered by heavy shells and hidden.
The shells can be broken. I know now how. The gloom and the demons can be dispelled.
How?
With a joyous and singing heart.
And this is better than an amulet? No, I don't understand.
We must sanctify every act, everything that man does. One eats in holiness and tastes the taste of holiness in food, and the table becomes an altar. One works in holiness, and he raises up the sparks which hide themselves in all tools.
No amulet is needed. My work can be a prayer?
Yes, Chaim. Against the false messiahship, against superstition, stands the life of every day, which, when it has found its fulfillment, is the true miracle.
That is what I know of the Baal Shem Tov. His teachings are being spread far and wide, and people are becoming whole again. They're being healed.
7 years at the Talmudic Academy, and I never heard this.
La, 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 la.
What's the singing for?
Oh, it's what, can't you hear? It's in the breeze, the voice of the angels. La, 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 la. Now, when I ride my horse and wagon, it is my special gift to God. So why shouldn't I sing when I'm in the Lord's presence? La, 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 la.
Stop the wagon.
But, well, Yitzhak, we have 50 more miles to go to Mezibah.
Stop the wagon.
Oh, I'm going to stop.
Now turn the horse and wagon around.
Ah, I see. Secret business. You're going to enter Mezibuds backwards.
No, we are returning to Leloff right now.
But what about the investigation at Mezibuds?
The investigation at Mezibuds is now declared officially over. When once again I was walking through the cold and snow to the village square of Leloff.
Baruch. Baruch Yitzchok.
Aha, official, the candlemaker.
You have been to Mezibuds?
Maybe yes, maybe no.
But you have seen the Baal Shem Tov.
Oh, it depends on your definition of seeing.
Riddles, riddles. The demons are at our necks. The amulet. Did you get the amulet?
La 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 la.
Yitzchok, how can you sing at a time like this?
This is just the time to sing and even to dance if you feel like it.
The demons have got you too.
No, official. I have a true amulet to protect me.
So you did get it? You did?
Yes. It is from Ecclesiastes. All that thy hand findeth to do, do in thy strength.
And that will protect me from the demon?
More than that. You will find that the delights of heaven are not only for the scholars, but for you too. It will bring you closer to God. And then, when I walked some more through the cold Polish winter and came to the synagogue...
Baruch Yitzchak.
Oh, Reb Shalom.
The investigation at Medzibos is completed.
Completed?
And you have found out the purpose of the Baal Shem Tov.
Oh, I believe so. La, 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 la,
la. Stop the noise and quickly tell me.
That is your trouble, Reb Shalom. You do not hear the music I am listening to. You forget that the psalmist said, and thy statutes shall become songs.
Songs? What music? Baruch Yitzchak. Don't you feel well?
I do, thank you. Do you, Reb Shalom?
Of course I do. I have just been studying an intricate tractate of the Talmud.
Then don't you think you should take all your learning and understanding to the people? Uplift their spirits with the study of Torah. Reb Shalom, you should become a Torah to them.
Ach, never could they grasp its subtleties. But what's happening here? It is not I who is under investigation. It's the Baal Shem Tov.
Is it, Reb Shalom? With all your learning and with all your understanding, have you forgotten the need of faith and love of your fellow man? And then I walked further through the cold and snow, and finally I reached the office of the Inspector General.
Now, Baruch Yitzchak, I want all the facts of your investigation at Medzibos.
La, 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 la.
Facts, man, facts, not cold.
Oh, but my honorable Inspector General, those are the essential facts. They are.
Revolution, subversion, and all of that, that's what I mean.
Oh, it's too late. The deed has been done.
Just what I suspected. Now, what specifically was this deed?
Creation.
Aha! Never will the nobles allow that in Poland.
But it has already been done, my honorable Inspector General, now and forever. For a new man is in the making. As the Baal Shem Tov says, all worlds hang on his works. All worlds look and yearn for the teaching and good deeds of man. The hallowing of every day. He who finishes his work rightly, hallowing it, encompasses in its core the limitless.
Good, good. That sounds harmless enough, even though I don't understand the words you're saying. And if I tried to explain it to the nobles, they would only think I've lost my senses. Consequently, Baruch Yitzchak, we will forget that the investigation of Medzibos ever took place.
So, you understand now why I sing this simple melody as I work. For once you believe that you are really the servant and child of God, how can you fall again into a gloomy condition of mind? Oh, yes. Even if Chaim the Carter turned his horse and wagon around 50 miles from Medzibos, I feel I have been there. And I have learned from the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. And in spite of what the Inspector General said, I shall not forget that the investigation at Medzibos took place.
La 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 la.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address, with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling, to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Simon Glustrom, author and spiritual leader of the Fairlawn Jewish Center, Fairlawn, New Jersey, and president of the Rabbinical Assembly of Northern New Jersey. Rabbi Glustrom.
The story we have just heard gives us some indication of the contagious spiritual personality of Israel Baal Shem. Our investigator, Baruch Yitzchak, who never met the master, nevertheless transformed himself into one of his fervent disciples. And what specific virtue of the Baal Shem's outlook caused the conversion of Baruch Yitzchak? It was the master's insistence on simcha, cheerfulness of heart, a state without which man could not properly serve God. And how could a person not be cheerful? If God's presence is in all things, there must be good in all people. The Baal Shem refused to accept the dominant role of evil in the human personality. He regarded no one as lost beyond redemption. What seemed to further impress Baruch Yitzchak was that, contrary to popular belief, the Baal Shem discouraged reliance upon the healing power of amulets. Though a man of his age, the Baal Shem went far beyond most of the faith healers of his day. He sought to influence the minds of those who suffered from melancholy and insanity. He was indeed an adept student of group psychology. He understood his people, their emotional problems and needs. He communicated in a language that they could understand. Baruch Yitzchak discovered something else about the Baal Shem. He was not an escapist. He vigorously opposed asceticism. He frowned upon the dangers of excessive penance and fasting. Was it not written, he reasoned, thou shalt not hide thyself from thine own flesh? The master emphasized time and again the importance of maintaining one's health, preserving one's strength. He was convinced that if one's body is not strong, his soul will be too weak to serve God properly. It is not altogether strange for us to understand why our sophisticated generation has expressed renewed interest in the life of the Baal Shem. Many have discovered in his teachings compassion, enthusiasm, a love for life which cannot easily be found in other schools of thought. Added to this, modern man's unending search for real happiness continually escapes his grasp, and as society becomes more complex, happiness seems to elude him that much more. Is it not possible, then, that we are searching for greater simplicity, not naivete, mind you, but rather a way of life that answers our most basic needs? Perhaps Israel Baal Shem speaks to us as he did to his own generation.
Thank you, Rabbi Glustrom. Our eternal light drama today, Investigation at Medzibos, was written by Erwin Gonshack. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Roger DeCoven, Daniel Acco, Guy Repp, Sam Gray, Martin Newman, and Philip Sterling. This is Vic Robey. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.